Welcome to the Jaguar Podcast, a show where we discuss all things related to Duval County's finest NFL football team, the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Blue 42, set, play!
Duval, baby! Hey everybody, this is Andrew, and welcome to episode 140 of the Jaguar Podcast. In this episode, I'll be doing a game recap of the matchup between the Jacksonville Jaguars and the LA Chargers. So let's jump into it. Before we start, though, don't forget, subscribe to the channel. Hit that little red subscribe button. For my returning subscribers, hit that little bell button to get the latest updates on new content. All right, so getting into the game, Jaguars drop this game 29-39 to the LA Chargers. Was a better game to watch, was a much better game. You know, I thought Gardner Minshew played much better. You know, looking at his stats here, he was 14 for 27, 173 yards, two touchdowns, no interceptions. He did get sacked a couple times, which was, you know, it's tough to watch Gardner, you know, take a beating like that. But the offensive line has not been playing very well. You know, Cam Robinson got his butt kicked against Joey Bosa. There was a play, I believe it was like a fourth and one in the first half, and it was like an off tackle. Robinson was running off of Cam Robinson's block. He totally missed Bosa, and they got stopped. And they turned the ball over on downs. It was just not a good situation. You know, James Robinson had an incredible game. Jacksonville Jaguars running back, who's an undrafted free agent. You know, looking at his stats here, he had 22 carries, 119 yards, and one touchdown. And really just did an amazing job. Was catching passes in the flats, was just had some really nice cuts. Looks like he has great vision. He was just kind of finding his way around the LA defense, which was really fun to watch. But, you know, the Jacksonville defense just did not support the team in this game. And they're giving up big plays. Keelan Allen was just all over us. Justin Herbert had, I think, like 300 plus passing yards against us. The secondary looked just absolutely atrocious. Trey Herndon was getting beat. Trey Herndon got beat really badly on a touchdown pass. I forget who caught it, if it was Keelan Allen or the tight end, 89, I forget his name. But it was really bad coverage. C.J. Henderson didn't look good at all either, was whiffing on some tackles. So it just, the defense didn't look good. And, you know, they're giving up on average, I think, like 30-plus points a game. So it's just the defense did not look good. The only shining star, I feel like, on the defense was Daniel Thomas. Really more, I would say, on special teams, because he had a block punt for a touchdown. Look out for this guy. I think he's going to be like a rising star on the Jacksonville defense and special teams, and just a great player overall. I think he's really going to be something. Check out my interview that I did with him. It's episode 106. It's a great episode, and he seems just like a great guy and has a lot of heart and really hungry to get on the field. And I'm hoping that that he really shows us a lot. But this was a tough loss, but we looked better. Gardner Minshew looked better. He's been getting a lot of hate on social media, especially with this Tank for Trevor kind of stuff, a lot of that talk going on. But, you know, Jaguars dropped this one to the Chargers. It was it's definitely a more exciting game to watch. But, you know, the offensive line just didn't play well. Jacksonville's offensive line gave up 5 sacks. Minshew had a couple of moments where he, you know, should have gotten rid of the ball, was trying to make a play, couldn't make it happen. There was one like miscommunication with him and DJ Chark on a, I believe it was like the fourth quarter where they turned the ball on downs. Looked like a miscommunication with Minshew and DJ Chark. But I don't know. I felt like Chark kind of gave up on the ball a little bit. I don't know. It was just it's very frustrating season. But I thought Minshew played better. And, you know, I think Minshew is going to get better, but I think there's a lot of haters out there right now, especially Jaguars fans that have kind of jumped ship on Gardner Minshew. And it's just all about Tank for Trevor or Justin Fields. And I'll be doing another episode about that, you know, shortly. It'll be probably be the next episode 141. I'll be talking about the Gardner Minshew situation. Cause I think it's definitely, an interesting one. And I've said this multiple times. I feel bad for Gardner Minshew. I feel like he's getting kind of the short end of the stick and he's being surrounded by kind of a front office and a coaching staff that hasn't been, you know, doing a very good job. It seems like they've been giving the coaching staff and the front office a lot of leeway, but you know, it's Gardner Minshew's second season, and now everyone's like, Gardner Minshew sucks. He can't make the throws, which I think is like everyone needs to kind of level set their expectations with Gardner Minshew. I mean, the guy stepped in for Nick Foles, who was getting paid like, what, $80 million. Nick Foles goes down and comes in and has a really great season, has a few bad games, and he's had a few bad games this year. But I mean, it's like Gardner Minshew versus the world. This season, he's got nothing to work with. I'll go more into that in my next episode. I don't want to go off on it too much of a tangent because I'm going to talk more about it in a lot of depth in the next episode. But, you know, let me know how you feel about this game. It definitely was a lot more exciting to watch. The Lions game was just, it was bad. And, you know, let me know how, you know, you feel about the Jaguar season. Do you think it's just we're going to try to tank for a draft pick? I mean, I think it's pretty obvious at this point. Some people thought, you know, and there was some hope in the beginning of this season that Jacksonville wasn't going to do that. The first game we won against Indianapolis, had a really nice performance against Tennessee, and then it kind of all went downhill after that. But, yeah, we have a very, very tough schedule coming up, and I don't think there's going to be many wins in that, unfortunately, based on, you know, the opponents that we have. But let me know how you feel about the Jaguar season and this game. Stop by my YouTube channel, leave a comment on the YouTube video or podcast episode. Subscribe to the channel. Give me a like if you enjoyed this content. Stop by my Twitter feed at Jaguar Podcast. If you leave a review on my Apple Podcast page, if you're the first one to leave a written review, I will send you a face cover or a t-shirt of your choice, official Jaguar Podcast merchandise. So just send me a direct message on Twitter once you do it, and I'll send it your way. Thanks everybody for stopping by the live stream on YouTube. I would be doing more live streams of each game. Obviously I won't be doing one, you know, this week because it's a bye week, but I will be doing one next week. And you know, stay safe, stay sane, stay healthy. Duval till we die. Go Jags, and I'll see you next time. Let me get that JYD coming up with the big sack. Quarterbacks be where we on the prowl. Game day night, you could hear it in our growl. Intimidation on to keep their hearts racing. Eating other teams live on TV front of the nation. Spectacular defensive scheme. This episode is available on the Jaguar Podcast YouTube channel. So if you stop by, make sure to subscribe and give this video a like. Also, these episodes are available on iTunes, Podbean, Spotify, SoundCloud, Stitcher, and other major podcast distributors as well. So if you don't mind, please leave me a review and some feedback. I'd really appreciate that. If you'd like to connect with me on social media, my Twitter handle is @JaguarPodcast. I'm also on Facebook and Instagram. This is Andrew signing off. Cheers.